An Introduction to the Sublime Attributes. Embracing true faith nullifies past sins. While emigrating from Makkah to Madinah, the Prophet of Islam came across two men in the mountain pass of Rukuba. He invited them to Islam, and they accepted the invitation. He asked them their names, and they said they belonged to the tribe of Islam. They were bandits, they told him, and for this reason people called them Muhannin, or the two despicable ones. No, the Prophet said, you are two honorable ones. Musnad Ahmad. Unity under all conditions. Hold fast to the court of God and let nothing divide you. 3:103. The Prophet Muhammad has likened a community with the human body. According to him, a community is like one body. When even a single part of the human body suffers for any reason, the restlessness is felt in all parts of the body. The stress that has been laid upon unity among the members of a community makes it compulsory for all to respect and care about the comfort of their brethren. Be a giver member of society. The Prophet said, for every limb of man's body, for every new day, there is an act of charity to be performed. To judge fairly between two people is an act of charity. To give someone a hand climbing on his mount, or taking luggage off it, is an act of charity. A good word is an act of charity. To remove any obstacle from a path is an act of charity. Bukhari and Muslim. I want to be able to present a clean sheet of my life to God. If I owe anybody anything, which I forgot to repay, or have physically or mentally harmed anyone without my knowledge, then I request him to accept compensation or forgive me. Prophet Muhammad, become deserving of God's love. A few of the companions were sitting with the Prophet. So silent were they that it was as if there were birds perched upon their heads. No one was saying a word. Some people came up and asked, who does God love most among his servants? The one with the best character, the Prophet replied. Tabarani, Ibn Hibban, paying back what one owes others. A few days before he passed away, the Prophet delivered an unusually long speech. He concluded by saying, I want to be able to present a clean sheet of my life to God. If I owe anybody anything, which I forgot to repay, or have physically or mentally harmed anyone without my knowledge, then I request him to accept compensation, or forgive me. The Prophet finished speaking and waited a while, but no one spoke up. He then performed the afternoon prayer, after which he repeated his request. A man rose and said, Prophet of God, you owe me 5 dirhams. The Prophet gave instructions for him to be repaid, there and then, forsaking this world for the next. Aisha, wife of the Prophet, says that one of the companions came to the Prophet, and said to him, I have 2 servants who persistently deceive, betray and disobey me. I beat them and scold them in return. How do I stand in relation to them? The Prophet replied, their disobedience, perfidy and deception will be weighed up, and so will the reprisals you take against them. If your reprisals are equal to their crimes, then the two will balance one another out. Nothing will be left owing to you, and you will not owe anything. And if your reprisals are less than their crimes, then you will be paid the balance. But if the reprisals you took against them are weightier than the crimes they committed, then they will be repaid from the grace that was previously yours. The man started crying in front of the Prophet. Why, have you not read the Book of God? The Prophet said to him, we shall set up scales of justice, on the day of resurrection, so that no soul can be in the least wronged. Actions as small as a grain of mustard seed shall be weighed. We are sufficient as a reckoner. 21:47. O Prophet of God, the man said, I think it would be best for me to free them. You are witness to the fact that I have freed them all. Musnad Ahmad, being just to all, whether weak or strong. Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan asked Dirar to tell him about Ali, the 4th caliph. Part of Dirar's description of Ali's qualities went like this. He lived among us like one of us. No one who was in the wrong would have any hope that Ali would side with him, no matter how powerful he was, and no one who was weak would have cause for despair of being treated justly by him.